Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
What's up?
Also with us is Dalton.
Hi.
And Dakota.
What's up? Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that scary movie stuff reference in there now, aren't I?
Yep.
Okay.
Damn, we're good. This is how we forced the hit.
We're on the third issue of this comic book story arc, the Six Guns, issue number 79.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes, as well as episodes 214 through 219. Take it away, Dalton.
All right, so we're kind of...
This is the first time they've heard him this podcast.
Everybody's surprised.
Yeah, so we're kind of jumping back in, and it's Gord and Drake. They're just chit-chatting in Gord's office, and they have a book open, and Drake's kind of just asking Gord to explain what the book's saying. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about the weapons and basically what the weapons are gonna bring upon it's Doomsday. Yeah. So
I didn't know this was a DC comic.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so yeah, they're just kind of talking about Doomsday, and that's kind of what the guns are led to bring upon humanity. So
yeah, so this is they talk about the book, and this is one of six. Basically, each book is kind of tailored to
a gun,
a specific gun.
Seems like, and even Sinclair's like, you know, one of these days, you and I, Gord, we're going to sit down and we're going to have a talk about how you know so much about this stuff.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah.
Yeah, so they're kind of talking about the vault, which I'm guessing where the guns come from.
Oh, my God.
So
Gord and Sinclair are vault hunters. This is just a prequel to Borderlands.
Now, if you remember, the vault was in the mall, where they went and met Gord.
There's a mall in here?
Mall, M-A-W, fuck off. And it was holding something closed. The guns are supposed
something
to be the key.
Older than the guns. Yes. Something evil.
And I think even Becky at one point said the guns have taken different, or the weapons have taken
different
shapes and forms throughout the years.
Yeah, I think one picture of that was clubs.
Clubs, swords.
Swords, yeah.
Whatever the current weapon of choice
correct.
Is at the time.
So this one is just the guns. So
pew pew.
Yeah,
pew,
and they're talking about the entrance to the vault and how it's open, but now the entrance kind of, it moves.
Yep.
So
yeah, because the vault itself, the lock was covered when the mall collapsed.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a mall that collapsed in here.
Well, it was in the first volume. Maybe if you listened.
Yeah, never so
mind. I know. Shut up.
Yeah, so this is when Drake's like, Gord, you're gonna have to explain how you know so much about all this stuff. Then the next panel we see we see Becky and
Owen Wilson
Kirby.
Oh yeah, that's his real name.
not to be confused. So yeah, they're putting on their clothes, and well,
I gotta
he
point
is,
out,
he is.
She's got the ascot of his ascot around his neck, so they had some
fucking
kinky fun
in a neckerchief
while they
yeah,
were.
They are. They should are just get done chill. Doing the deed,
so.
If you will. But
they had sex. Just say it.
They fucked.
Don't be afraid.
They fucked.
They bumped uglies. They did the horizontal mambo.
But yeah, he's heading now. He's just saying bye.
Well, I mean, she has explained to him about the guns.
Yeah, dumbass mm-hmm. here with her pillow talk.
Exactly. Even after Drake's like, we, yeah, you might have a friend.
We really need to be safe with this. We shouldn't tell anybody
exactly.
about this shit. And by the way, you blew a load, so I'm going to blow an earload at you and tell you everything that...
tell you this stuff you probably don't need.
Yeah, but she asked, like, do you not believe in magic? You've got a talisman around your neck. And he's like, oh, this is just a good luck charm.
Just a good luck charm. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. And then he talks about having a threesome with Sinclair.
Yeah.
Which... and she's like, only if you're the meat in the middle, buddy.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. So then the next panel is just Henry and Calfu.
Yep.
Yeah, Calfu.
Lazy eyes.
And Henry is looking for Woodmail. He has seemed to disappear on him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what happened. But
Dan Bullshane.
But don't worry, Calfu knows exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, Calfu knows. So Henry goes to that shack and he sees Woodmail. He sees a bunch of corpses hanging upside down.
Yeah.
Gutted, dismembered.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. It's
because
fairly good. Certain one of those is a goat, too.
Yeah. Let's look at that, too.
I can see the door.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Calfu had said that he's been having some. What's the correct word? He basically worships this. Dry arms.
Yeah, this deity or something or whatever.
He's doing bad.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
So then we kind of go to a couple frames with just some pictures. Okay. It shows Kirby, Owen, just kind of walking around, and Drake's coming home. Gord is reading his book. Becky's in a bath. Woodmail is kind of creeping there with his mustache. I don't know. He's a creepy boy.
His eyes are looking up above to see her in the bathtub.
I was waiting for him to like do the like snively whiplash like curling his.
So then the next panel is just Kirby kind of looking behind his back. It looks like Woodmail is creeping up some stairs. And Gord sees a bunch of eyes out of his window.
I wish I had eyes too.
So he looks out the window and it is just a ton of owls just with red eyes just
like
peering in at him.
Owls.
There we go.
There's
I was trying to think what the word was. It wasn't them. Court.
That's no, that's a
totally
DC
different.
Thing.
Yep.
It's a parliament.
Okay, thank you.
A parliament of owls. Then you see a snake coming in as Becky's taking a bath.
Wouldn't be the first snake that slid.
especially not in this episode.
Yep.
Yeah. And it looks like Woodmail is transforming into some kind of...
It's a panther.
Panther? Yeah, panther.
He's a black panther.
He's a black panther.
Wakanda forever.
Forever indeed.
So Drake kind of hears something. He pulls out a gun.
Kind of hears something. Something fucking smashed in the door.
Well, yeah, I was going panel by panel.
you can overview. It's fine.
Yeah, so Drake has something smashed down his door. Becky is just now realizing that a snake is just right in her face, a big snake. And Gord is really just overrun by these owls. Or
by the parliament.
And he's got eyes now.
Yeah. He is terrified.
Well, yeah, until these owls get a hold of him.
So, yeah, now you see a kind of battle between each individual and whatever is trying to attack them.
Yep.
And that kind of continues. Becky's falling out of the bathtub. She doesn't know what's going on. Reaching for her gun. And Becky eventually shoots off the face of the snake. And she's running bad out of hell out of there. She is not
Unfortunately, staying. She takes the time to grab her robe.
She does find time to grab her robe. Does not leave naked.
That's good.
I ran out there naked with a hard-on and a gun.
That's you. Hey, she's modest.
True. But what would be more terrifying? Somebody running out there in a bathrobe or some dude running out there naked with a gun?
George would always answer telemarketers, or not solicitors, naked.
Yeah. I did that with the Jehovah's Witnesses. They never came back.
It's fine. Yeah, that's one way to not stop them.
Then Gord is just getting attacked by this parliament of owls, and he's like, run, Becky, get the heck out of here. But she is being attacked by the owls as well. And here comes Owen Wilson, and their guns ablazing, starts shooting all these owls.
Pow.
Pow. he takes Becky around. He's like, "He, you gotta come with me. You gotta come with me."
Especially in those clothes.
Yeah.
Like, round two.
Yeah. So then you cut to Drake and this Black Panther. They're just having a battle to the death.
Which I would like to say, Drake is one tough motherfucker.
Oh yeah, he's killing alligators, panthers. He's taking on all these different animals. He gets his arm bit. He's like, "Nah, I'm good."
And he don't give a shit. He fucking busts a bottle across the fucker's face.
Yeah. So, he's, the panther jumps at him, he shoots the panther, and the panther's hanging over the rail. He transforms back into wood mail.
Brother!
Wrong line.
He's like, I know wrong exactly path, why you're here, but, I don't have the pistols, with me. But
and then he pistol whips the bitch.
He just takes the pistol, smacks him across the face, says, "I don't need magic to deal with you," and wood mail falls down very...
Falls through the road.
Very
falls far. On his anus.
Yeah.
So now you see Gore just yelling, Drake, you know, what's going on? He's like, "A panther got me, an owl's got you." But now we need to find Becky because we do not know where exactly she went.
Yeah, Kirby had shown up. Gord saw him and saw him pull Becky out.
Right.
And they're like, "Okay, so where are they?"
Yeah. Then you kind of cut to see Becky, and it's Kirby there just holding his little Lucky Charm. He mm-hmm. says, "I need you to tell me."
Lucky Charm. It's like he's hypnotizing her. Or something.
Yeah, he's hypnotizing her. You know. Having a swing across her face, like, "I need you to tell me where he hid those guns."
It's not the first thing he had swing across her face.
No. You're getting horny.
And that is the end of the issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this six-gun story.